I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, okay, clear all your throats now, get them all out. Are we quite done?
Warm up.
Little Winnie in the corner.
Welcome back, Dr. Lisney, to the Aldi of Lidl.
All London Improv Dungeons of London Improv Dungeons live.
That's right, that's our version of Dungeons & Dragons, our perverted version, warped, improvised version of Dungeons and Dragons, Pathfinder, whatever you want to call it, tabletop role-playing game, where everything's improvised, including the rules. We're going to dive into chapter 3 of our epic adventure. But before we do, let's get to know the players a little. Who have we got in here? We've got Holly Mallett to my right. Hello, Holly. Welcome
Hello,
back.
Hello, Talal.
How are you?
I'm good. It's been too long.
It has. You've had a full run at Edinburgh with Netflix since I last saw you.
Yes, I have.
And by all accounts, it's gone extremely well.
Yeah, we did an extra show in the biggest venue, which
That's
was cool.
Right.
Sold out. Shazam. It was.
What happens if you Shazam your show? Do you get like a bonus thing?
Shazam, yeah. So
Shazam
is like a super like well done, sold out. You know?
No, you know, like when you're watching an advert, it says Shazam now to get a free test ride or something like that.
No.
You don't get any bonus things
no,
if you Shazam
I don't
your
know
show.
What a Shazam is. Oh. It sounds...
You're quite tech savvy. You're always in the loop with social media and stuff. You don't know what Shazamming is?
No, we prefer the term Shazim. Mm.
Adele Shazim.
Adele Shazim, my hero. Famous for the musical Wokkud. And for singing the world famous tune, Shled It Grow.
Are you excited to be bringing your character Grouch back to life today?
I am, with even more niche references for all the musical theatre fans out there.
What do you remember about Grouch? Let's sum up your character.
She is a half-human, half-troll. She was a bodyguard, but really she's a motivational speaker and quite the pacifist.
Yeah.
So a bit difficult when you're the muscle.
Yeah, but you made it work. And you ended up killing a yeti in quite a flamboyant fashion.
The marbles.
Yes, it was great. Cool, welcome back. Also here, of course, the originators of the Aldi of Lidl. We've got Improvessional in the His House.
Whoa!
Three members of which? Of whom? There might be a witch among them.
We burn them.
Oh, is that where they are?
Yeah, you've got to burn a witch.
That's Andy there saying, burning a, want to burn a witch?
That's not my catchphrase, but maybe it will be.
It's me, Andy, from Improvessional. You've got to burn a witch. Welcome back.
Hi, it's nice to be back.
Andy Charles, a.k.a. Matt Demon.
Yes, indeed. The very same. The 3 foot guitar playing ass. Kicking little demon man.
Yeah, bard, demon, fucking cool guy.
Yeah.
And you're all Improvessional, a team of young actors. You've been out touring about this summer, gallivanting about doing Shakespeare.
Yeah, indeed.
You and Fee, and you've been having your Shakespeare
separate
action.
Shakespeare experience. Neil, yeah.
Yeah, we'd never share Shakespeare.
Hey.
Personal Shakespeare.
My mama told me, right, I don't share Shakespeare.
Brandon, that's my Shakespeare.
So you and Fiona went on tour together. How are you, Fiona? All right?
Good, I'm very well, thank
Welcome
you.
Welcome, Bazak.
Thanks. Very much.
The last time you were here, your character died. Heroically, I might add.
Yeah, Marta.
Marta, you... You saved the world. You had a big hand in saving the world.
No, she was a martyr. What was her name?
Her name was Marta.
Fanula? Fanoa? Fanoa.
Fanoa?
Fanoa.
Genoa.
No, it was Fanoa. Oh, Genoa, maybe.
Should we just go with Marta the Martyr?
Yeah. I mean,
wordplay is the order of the day.
So you've got a new character for us today.
I do.
It's exciting.
Do you want to know her name?
Not yet.
Okay.
You will introduce yourself to myself and the group at the same time.
Oh, when I arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, Andy and Fee. I'm just going around the circle. This shouldn't be that difficult.
Circles are hard, man.
And Neil's here with wavy hair and beardy chin.
Wavy hair and beardy chin.
That's new.
It is new. I had it for the show and haven't been bothered to shave it off.
Who are you playing in Much Ado About Nothing?
Don Pedro.
Don Pedro,
so
of course, famous
older.
For...
And now I don't get ID'd. Famous for beards and wavy hair.
And he's the one who gives everyone the gold coins in return for secrets.
That's the one.
That's what he does, yeah.
That's the one.
Because tradeth with mean... that's how they say me.
What?
Yeah, tradeth with mean one of thine secrets for a gold coin.
I think it's a different play.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
I was really impressed.
No, I don't know about that.
I thought it sounded good to me.
It was in, you know, the pentameter. It sounded like it.
What's that?
You know.
Don't be coy to laugh.
Don't hide your talents.
I'm Bick of you all. I hate myself. Alright, shall we jump back into it then?
Yes.
Alright, last time on the Aldi of Lidl, our heroes were questing across the land to get potential candidate for the throne, Surly Banters, over to the capital in time for the election. They quested through a cornfield. They quested over a mountain.
Wow.
They battled yetis. Mm. And they befriended yetis. Yeah. And we left them on top of a cliff face on a mountain.
Yeah.
Having just defeated a yeti. And wondering whether they would make it in time. Our gang were Tim the Bin Man, played by Neil. Joan Valjoan, the shape-shifting thief, Matt Demon, played by Andy, and Grouch, Surly Banter's bodyguard, played by Holly Mallet over there, managing to band together to survive all the odds. They actually were, yep, and that's where we last left them, but I'll let you know, happily, that you made it in time.
Wow.
You made it across, it was fairly uneventful, and Surly became king.
Oh. Yeah.
The journey was uneventful. The election was very tense. And so we move on to chapter 3 of the Aldi of Lidl, the Congressman of the Seed.
Oh.
Wow.
6 months later, Surly has assembled a team of tested warriors and heroes to protect the realm where no one else can. They are the Congressmen. They are also charged with protecting the Seed. The Seed is Surly Banter's last seed. He is old now and will someday die. But if buried, his seed can sprout a new Surly Banter's. In case of kidnapping or fire, it is wise for an Ent to keep his last seed separated from him. Joan Valjoan tried to steal the seed to sell on...
Traitor.
To sell on the black farmer's market. But was quickly caught and imprisoned by our heroes. This is when Surly came up with the idea to put this team together. We now, 6 months later, find our heroes in the Congressman HQ. And yes, there are female members of the Congressman, it's just the name. Having received a letter from Banters, informing them of a new recruit, an old friend of his who saved his life many times over, they await their new friend's arrival. In the lobby, sharing a drinking cocoa.
No, I do love a cocoa, don't you, Tim Binman? Well, I thought we'd get straight down to brass tacks.
No fucking about, eh, mate?
What a trip it's been!
Yes!
What a journey! And Snouch, Grouch,
I think he's got something drunk. In his cocoa.
I'm very, very drunk. I've had far too much. Oh, they.
Oh, Tim. Oh, it's all gone mess for you, hasn't it?
I take responsibility for this. I'm also enjoying a little bit of a tipple in my cocoa, and I gave him the amount of a troll.
But I'm only the size of a man.
So that's no why wonder. I messed up.
The math checks out. So am I to believe I'm the only one here who isn't steaming drunk?
I'm tipsy.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, Matt, you're only 3 foot tall, so if you had a normal sized amount of alcohol, you might die.
I just need a thimble of Pinot Noir and I'm on the floor.
Thimble of Noir.
No, this is true.
Well, lucky for you, I have a thimble in my pocket.
Oh, no. Have you got any Pinot Noir?
No, none. Okay.
I do.
Oh, well. As discussed, I feel like this isn't a good... Well, okay, well, hey, let's have
drink,
a party.
Drink,
hey!
Oh, dear.
A knock, rap-a-pap-a-pap upon the door.
Matt, stand up. Stand up, Matt.
Hello.
Get on your feet.
My name's Matt Damon.
Come in.
To the lobby.
Hello.
The door swings open to reveal a new character. For a moment, I'll let you take my role and just describe what they see. What do they see in front of them?
They see a small female dwarf.
Uh-huh.
Who is so muscly, you can't quite believe your eyes. Her muscles are busting out of her clothes. She's just like breaking the seam.
She's hulking.
There's like a small yellow ferret on her otherwise basically covered in brown clothes body. And she holds in one arm a massive, massive black crossbow that's like badass.
Mm-hmm.
A really big axe in the other hand. She's got a bag on her back. She has a tool belt around her waist.
Okay, yeah, all right. I think that's enough. Okay, go on, wrap it up.
God. In the tool belt, there is one spanner. No, I'm joking. That's her. Would you want to know her name?
She stands in the doorway.
Who are you?
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Look at the muscles on that one.
Well, hello. My name is Denny No Doubtin. It's really nice to meet y'all.
Where have you come from?
Well, I've come from Dorne across the sea, of course.
Matt Damon recognizes this name as the name he read on the letter from Surly Banters.
Yes, I recognize that name as the name I read on the letter from Surly Banters.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling the truth. All I have was the letter that said that. So.
Oh, you're his mate.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one who saved his life.
Oh, yeah, many times.
I knew you were going to be special, but I didn't know you were going to be this magnificent.
So tell us, young warrior, what is your name?
Well, I believe I have said it once.
Sorry,
already,
I'm very drunk.
I will have a thimble of Pinot Noir. He reps.
For your benefit, I do not like alcohol, and I will not be partaking in any drinking on Alquest.
Oh, shit.
More for
but
us,
my
then.
Name, young sir, hello. Is Denny No Doubtin.
It's a good name. Good, strong name.
Strong name.
Mm-hmm. And I have been sent by Surly Banters to join your here group called Congressmen, I do believe.
Does your ferret right? have a name?
Excuse me?
The ferret on your otherwise brown-bodied body.
Use your microphone voice, please.
I do not wish to discuss my ferret at this stage when I believe that I know you better than I do already now, which is not well. I might divulge some information about him.
Well, I hope... Why am I getting into your accent for?
I'm doing the exact same thing right now.
Everyone's talking like her.
Many people have that problem.
Sex.
It's like some mind control.
Yes, exactly.
I do have an interesting power over men. But again, I do not wish to discuss that at this point.
And women.
And sometimes women.
Women of a certain disposition.
Which position? This position or that position?
Dos positions.
These positions.
Those and all positions.
So what do you all do around here? Do you just drink and say stuff about nothing?
Let me fill you in. We are an elite team.
Super elite.
Sorry, super elite team.
We've earned our stripes.
An earned stripes super elite team of questers.
And what do y'all do?
The correct reaction.
Well, if you're friends with Surly, then you know what we've accomplished.
What we do is we help Mr. Banters keep the peace around this here Shamerica.
Yes, there's many bad things.
We protect the one seed, the only thing he's got left.
The one seed to rule them all.
That's one seed to find them.
I believe that's why he brought me here.
Why? Tell us.
He said, he told me about your defeating Joan Valjean,
yes,
I believe it is pronounced.
We got her good.
And he said that he thought that maybe you need a little bit more help protecting this here seed. So that's why I'm here, to offer my muscle and my brain.
Well, you've got plenty of muscle.
And plenty of brain.
Okay. She's in!
The vetting process is not what it used to be. You're in. Have a pew.
Good.
1 week later, you're sitting in the lobby of your HQ. And
still here. I moved. It's been a good week.
And you're going through your appointments, your weekly appointments. People come, they queue up for hours just to have an audience with you and try to persuade you to follow their cause or to go and assist them in certain things. You know, someone might come saying that there is their village has been raided by bandits, and they want you to go and kill the bandits, retrieve their things for them. Perhaps someone wants you to help them find a certain treasure that might be of value to the kingdom. Someone might ask for your assistance ridding a small town of ghouls, etc., etc. Sometimes you will defer these tasks to the army, or to spies, or to thieves, or to people more apt, or more. But you reserve yourself for the most needy and the most deserving. Knock, knock, knock. Your next appointment arrives.
Who's there?
Come in.
The door opens. You see an old man at the door, human, bold, wearing robes of fine silk, laced with golden edges.
Very nice robes.
Tassels. You can see two of his servants kneeling behind him, who he gestures to await outside the door. His skin is clean, and as are his fingernails and hair. Oh, he doesn't have hair.
He's got
his arms are immaculate, though.
Why is he carrying a bag of hair? It looks clean, though.
Yeah, he's got a bag of hair on it. He does. He has a little sack, and you can see some hair sticking out of it. He
Ginger.
Also has a case which he leaves outside the door, but you see something that you think might be a foot sticking out of it. But the door closes behind him as he approaches the desk.
Hello?
I graciously thank you for your time.
Ah, you are most welcome, citizen of Shamerica.
It is literally our job.
I come to plead, to beg, nay, beg. Beg you for some time with the seed.
And his eyes dart up at the shrine which holds the seed at the top of this, at the top, like behind you. There's like two stairs going up to the top level from either side of the room, and at the top of those stairs there's like a mantle that holds the seed. He can't seem to take his eyes off of it.
And why would you think that you could have any time with the seed?
I am Dolores
Dolores Crime Watch.
Seems legit.
My name is Dolores Crime Watch. I am a famed alchemist and scientist from the north parts.
Well, Dolores.
Oh, please, after you, Grouch. Your fame is amazing.
Dolores, I take umbrage with your request for time with the seed.
Pray let me explain. I care to enhance your cause. I want to find a way of copying the seed, splicing it, growing a new seed from the germ of the original.
I don't think that we need any of that service that you describe.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It could be very useful. What if that seed gets lost or stolen?
Not under our watch.
Are you threatening us?
No, not of course not. I'm here to protect the realm, and that is all.
He sneezes.
That bless was a you. Suspicious sneeze.
Come on, guys.
Trying to carrying a bag of hair around. It's getting caught in your nose.
My hair is part of my experiments. I've dabbled in this many times. I've cloned my own children.
Do you have a foot in your bag?
Yes, I swear it's from an already deceased body.
Is it a clone foot or is it a real foot?
It's for my experiments, sir.
How do we know the difference?
It's a real foot. I intend to clone it. Build myself a new leg, as you can see. And he lifts up his robe. My leg is withered and raisin-like.
He's got like a withered, brown, wrinkly leg.
Put it away.
Hypothetically speaking, if you were to clone our seed and then you destroy the original seed, meaning that your clone seed is now the only current seed, meaning you're then the most powerful person in the world, what would we do then?
I thought it was an ent seed. I don't want to grow currants.
Zing!
Sir, jokes aside, I would never plan to betray the kingdom that way. I voted for Surly Banters myself.
He sneezes.
I feel like that's a tell, like when you're playing poker and there's a tell. Whenever he tells a lie, he just gets an allergic
just
reaction.
Just get me the seed, damn it! I want the seed! I need the seed for the sake of science!
Guards, get him out of here. Get him out.
The guards run in, drag him by the sleeves and drag him out the room. And he's screaming the whole time about, give me the seed. It's for the good of the land. It's for the good of the land. And he gets thrown out, yeah?
Yeah, good. Now, that was worrying.
How many crazy people do you have like that on a regular basis?
17 every hour.
The time.
At least.
Most of them don't get in, but I
right,
don't
so
know how he...
It seems like something that we should discuss or talk about if it happens so often.
So, he did have a point. Now,
what?
I'm not saying we trust him or we do anything to do with him, but the seed did get stolen one time before.
By who?
Joan Valjean.
Oh, I see.
You do not know. Do you know the story of Joan Valjean?
Well, I've heard about it in abstract. But if you could describe it to me in literal senses, that would probably be more useful.
Not in shapes and colours.
Damn it, I'll just put that painting away then.
It's a beautiful abstract painting of the Joan Valjean.
Took me all of the 30 seconds.
What? 30 seconds?
Yeah.
It's massive. You have a talent.
I am a magnificent woman.
It's one of those paintings that if you move it or if you move around the room, it's like got a holographic effect and it changes shifts from Yeti to woman to mouse.
And yet, she's always watching you.
Terrifying.
Cool.
So, let me tell you all about Joan Valjean. Drop a beat. So here's the story of Joan Valjean. She went to places and always roamed. She was real bad news for you and me, and she went and stole the seed.
Oh, you're done.
You can pick the beat back up. Oh,
what happened next?
Okay. So she stole the seed and ran away, and we chased her for longer than a day, and then we caught her and got it back, and we gave her a smack on the back of the hand. By which I mean a prison sentence, and then she was put to death.
It's a metaphor, that bit wasn't.
No, and yes.
Joan Valjean. May you rot in hell alone.
She's a thief, she's a dirty, nasty beast.
So I assume that makes it all clear.
Uh-huh.
Good.
1 week later, you're sitting in the lobby of your HQ.
Another wonderful Blurns day!
I literally have not left this
I
place in 2 months.
In months.
Do we ever get to shower in this team?
Well, it depends if you pull the biggest straw from the pot.
Oh, that's what y'all are doing every night.
That's
I'm surprised you haven't taken one.
No, I believe I have, but I keep getting the longest one. I was wondering why y'all smelt so bad.
Beginner's luck.
The doors burst open. A woman of the cloth, you recognize her instantly as a clergywoman, bursts into the room. Sweat covers her nearly as much as the blood does. And she collapses. She looks at you.
Interested mix.
She looks at you and realizes she's made it. And says, thank gods. And collapses on the floor.
Well, it's true. Blood is thicker than water.
Mm-hmm. Buzzing! It's a new catchphrase. I'm trying it out. Sorry, we should probably deal with this.
We should probably see if she's all right. Go over. Let's have a look.
Does she have a pulse?
Yes. Yep.
Very faint. Ooh. It's very, very faint. Hello?
Does anyone know CPR?
I do.
Of course you do.
Is there nothing you can't do?
No.
She's breathing and her pulse is going, and she's on the floor. You're going to give her CPR?
No, I have taken a closer look at the body, and it is not yet a body, but still a breathing human. And I do not think that I need to pump her chest.
She's unconscious.
Put air in her mouth. We just have to wait until she wakes up. Has anyone got any water?
Yes, only a thimble though.
You could throw it at her face and try that.
Sploosh.
She doesn't quite all the way wake up, but she seems relieved.
Does anyone have any more?
Her breathing calms.
Glad I could help.
I've got a little bit of Pinot Noir. Splosh.
Now she kind of just goes. She doesn't wake up, but she starts frowning a bit, and she's like,
"Anyone else got any
liquids?" Cringing and frowning.
Any more liquids to throw on this poor bleeding woman?
I've got some bread to go with the wine. She's a clergywoman after all.
Chuck it on. Can't hurt.
Sploosh.
I'll dab up the wounds with some bread.
I get some malt vinegar from the kitchen. Sploosh.
In the kitchen,
no, Tim, wake her up.
She wakes with a start.
Oh, thank goodness.
The sting must have worked.
The clergymen?
Yes.
No. Oh, I mean, the congressman.
I thought you were referring to your own kind. That's why I said yes.
The congressman.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Thank goodness. Thank the gods. I've made it. Your
thank
help.
Your good sense of direction, please.
Your help is needed desperately in my hometown.
What's happened?
Oh, the king lies on his deathbed. Unable to... Did I say king? I mean mayor. The mayor lies on his deathbed.
Okay.
As his essences have been stolen.
No.
I'm from Waterville. You know about the mayor of Waterville's 5 essences?
Ah, who doesn't?
Yes. Mm. Just go through them, though. For anyone in the room prosperity. Who might not but doesn't want to admit it.
He has 5 essences contained into 5 gems of separate color. They power him. They give him strength and wisdom. They absorb the strength and wisdom and light of the world. One absorbs strength, one absorbs light, the other absorbs wisdom, another one absorbs restfulness.
Mm-hmm. 4.
And the fifth one involves compassion.
Of course. Yeah.
It absorbs it from the world and fills his heart with it.
And someone's taken them, you
3 say. Of them!
Oh.
Yeah. Which 3?
Which one?
Shit. The one for... strength.
Are you numbering
strength,
them?
Strength, light... Strength, light, and...
Was it compassion?
No, he's still got that.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Literally.
What are we without
What's
there?
The other one, though?
Was it wisdom or
wisdom
rest?
Is wisdom. So now all he's doing is resting compassionately.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. All the useful ones.
And what would you like us to do about it?
Compassionately sleeping without them.
Help. Go to Waterville. Tell them I sent you.
Can I ask what your name is?
That you're there to help. My name is Shabanan.
What's happened to you?
Shabanan. I ran here all the way from Waterville.
Wow, it's a long way.
Hundreds of miles. Stopping only to drink and eat.
Uh-oh. Why are you bleeding?
I ran through loads of bushes.
Oh, the bushes just outside.
Yeah.
Oh,
should we really trim them down, shouldn't we?
Yes.
I was so sweaty at the castle gates, they wouldn't let me through. They thought I was some sort of ruffian.
Yeah, we did after the
so
sweat
I had to
demon,
jump through the bushes.
We told them not to let anyone in who was excessively sweaty. Sorry, that's our bad.
We have to be very careful these days.
You've got vigilant times.
Please.
Hold on, have you got the newest?
I don't know if I can. I truly think I'm exhausted to the point of near death. I need you to promise me you'll save my village. Without the mayor, the people are lost.
What's and the mayor's? Maybe the... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt a dying wish.
Without the mayor, maybe the people will fall to the old times when anarchy and chaos was king.
The old times, right.
Looting, ain't killing, got time, pillaging. I need you to find out how on earth the essences were stolen from such a secure fortress.
What is your mayor's name?
Prince.
He's a mayor and a prince? Jeez.
His name.
King,
his name. You should know this. I'm shocked you don't know. Prince Mackenzie.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you did say Water. Prince Mackenzie of Waterville, of course. Who is the mayor?
I thought it was called Shyamalan.
My name is Shyamalan.
Oh, Shyamalan. Pay attention.
She's...
I'm Shyamalan.
Very, 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 very confusing.
My name is Shyamalan. Oh, am I confusing? I'm sorry. I never wished to be confusing. I was sent here with one purpose, to be concise and clear. Oh, I regret my whole life.
I do not think you need to crash.
She dies.
Oh, whoa.
I think, you know what? So, you remember our job is to help these people. We've literally been sitting here for months helping.
We became very, very lax of late, haven't we?
So I think this is our time.
Now's the time.
To band together once more and fight the forces of darkness?
That's the one.
I think we can do it.
Good.
So.
Let's go.
Yeah, are we in agreement?
Yes.
Yep.
Let's go and find those missing... essences.
So three essences.
So you split essences apart, and you each head up one of the staircases, each to your own chambers. Mm-hmm. You gear up. Okay. 5 minutes later, you meet at the top of the staircase by the mantle of the seed, knowing that one of you has to be the designated protector for this quest and keep it on your person, protect it. That's the normal protocol for you.
Shall
guys.
We drop? Draw this straws.
Yeah, I think we should actually.
Yeah.
Can I just clarify, is the shortest straw the one who gets the seed or the longest one?
Well, it depends what the majority of the straws are.
Are we fighting because we want to keep the straw, I mean the seed on our person, or are we fighting because we do not?
Well, I have heard.
Who's fighting?
Well, if we can't decide, I presumed we wouldn't be able to decide. I'm sorry, I should have asked. If someone wants to, then we can just go with them. But if we can't decide, then we could do it my way.
Well, does anybody want to carry the seed?
Well, it's a very, very, it's a big task to have, but we've got to do it for Shirley Banters.
Well, no, of course, we are not in agreement over that.
And her husband, Shirley.
Shirley, gosh, are you still drunk, Tim?
Always. I just rammed around inside my stationery cabinet. There are four of us. I've got four pens. One of these has a lid. Three of them do not. Whoever pulls the one with said lid is the protector of the seed.
That
for,
seems
for
like
quest.
A good way to do it.
Seem fair?
Fairer than a dice roll.
Okay.
Surprisingly literal.
Who shall pick first?
I will.
Oh.
Go ahead, Matt.
That.
He's all right.
Me now.
You're to the left.
Oh.
Oh, it's you. It's you.
Beginner's luck, you see. She's been getting showers all this time.
It's true.
It's a good job she's so bloody massly.
Denny, no doubt in. Nervous for her first, her first quest.
No pressure.
But also proud to be the bearer of the seed.
It would be my honour.
Reaches up and cups it in her hands.
What?
And the moment she touches it, she can feel... Surly's energy and a very familiar energy, and knowing that you've saved his life many times and he trusts you, you know inside you're the right person to be carrying this seed.
I do.
Where do you keep it? In your tool belt or what?
No, my tool belt does not have zips on.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep it in, I wear two sets of trousers.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep it in the back pocket of the
inner?
The inner pair of trousers.
Genius.
You might say jeansius.
And there's a zip on that pocket.
Sorry.
I just wanted to clarify there was a zip.
Our heroes set off outside of their HQ. Do we have a preferred mode of transport?
Scooter.
Because don't forget that Tim is the owner of a dragon.
I think it might save time if we get
which
Barry
is officially
on board.
By the way, I've never mentioned the dragon is an official member of the congressman. I should have said that at the top.
Barry,
dragon's name?
But he's not quite intelligent enough to sit in with you guys and do the deciding bits. But he's one of the official questers.
He's also huge. He's
discriminatory.
He's my dragon friend called Barry. He's helped us out many times. He's got us from point A to point B.
Oh yeah, Denny, no doubt, and hasn't even.
Would you like to meet him?
Well, I think that would be the appropriate thing to do first before I get.
He blows his whistle.
Foodum, foodum.
Here he goes!
Barry lands! What?
Hello, Barry!
Barry, long time no see.
Yeah, I feel a bit neglected, but don't worry, I've been having fun myself, going on my own little adventures.
Your little dragon adventures?
Yeah, maybe they'll be covered one day in their own little spin-off series of Adventures of Barry Dragon, but for now, I'm with you guys. What do you want?
I want to introduce you to somebody.
Oh,
a very close friend of Banter's, which is now one of our close friends.
He nods and gives you the dragon's welcome, which is a nod followed by a short exhalation and a long, deep inhalation of right next to your toes. He like sniffs your toes really deeply, and that's how a dragon gets to know someone is like that. Yeah, and he goes and he goes, I like this one. She gets to sit at the front.
Well, thank you.
Do you jump on his back?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Yes. Happily.
All right, where are we headed?
To
the water place.
Waterville.
Waterville.
Ah, Waterville, I know it well. Oh, off yes. We go. Foodum, foodum.
Barry takes to the sky.
I can see my house from
here. But what awaits our heroes in Waterville? Are they going to be successful in their mission to save the mayor, Dolores Crime Watch? All this and more after the break. And we'll be back to the Alley of Little Chapter 3, The Congressman of the Sea!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
What show is this again? I didn't hear what you said the first time. What show is it?
The Bill Show.
The Bill Show? Who's Bill?
And we're back. All right, we've had a nice break. Let's get straight back into it, huh? Our heroes, Tim the Bin Man, Danny No Doubtin, the Dwarfish Rogue, Matt Demon,
present,
and Grouch are riding upon the back of Barry the Dragon on their way to Waterville. You're nearly there. You look around each other, look around at each other. And you know it's coming. You don't know what to expect in Waterville. And so it's time to kind of get yourself mentally ready and maybe have a nice moment to connect.
Has everybody got their wetsuits on?
Yes. The first thing I did, my tiny wetsuit.
Of course.
I was just doing it up.
My other clothes.
Packed and ready. Did you bring your sandwiches?
Oh, shit.
They are good. They are good.
I've got the ingredients, but I promise you,
it's a start.
First moment I get, I will make those sandwiches.
Now, what weapons do y'all have? Because I don't want to not know, you know, what you know, we might know. Be going on. I like to be in the know.
In the know, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know.
No, I know.
So let me know.
So we'll start with Grouch over here.
Grouch.
Grouch.
Grouch is your name.
You caught me in a yawn, I'm sorry.
So, being half troll, half human, I have the troll club and the human knuckle duster. I also have my magic marbles, which I never lose.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
But in case you didn't know, we all acquired some new wonderful skills over the past months. Yeah. And I now possess the power of truth and silence.
Well,
can you go a bit deeper on that one?
Truth and silence.
They speak for themselves, I guess.
You're supposed to be perturbed.
Oh, well, I am very perturbed.
Basically, if somebody's telling the truth, then they have the power. But the truth will permeate through to the other person and blow their minds. But also, if somebody's telling a porky, they will be rendered silent. The power of truth.
So
and silence.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were still going. I thought you finished.
And that is the power. Carry on.
Oh, good. Oh, so that's...
Keeps you on your toes, right? Keeps you on your toes.
It does.
I get
is
it.
Is this a spell?
I like it. No, it's just a power. It exists. It would happen on Earth.
How long have you been living in this world?
I get it. I get it, Grouch.
Yeah.
Sorry, Grouch.
Sorry.
You know, you can call me anything you like with those muscles.
Oh, that's nice.
I was distracted because I was just thinking about how cool a superhero named the Human Knuckle Duster is.
That was my uncle.
Your uncle?
The human Knuckle Duster.
Oh, cool.
Good. And what about you, Matt?
Hello.
What do you have?
Well, aside from a cough, I'm a bard and a demon, so you see, as I leveled up, I have now the power of a 12-string guitar!
Whoa.
Double octaves!
Does it...
That was me doing a rad solo.
Everything sounds like it's from the country.
That's really cool.
You weren't here before, but I was a ukulele before. Because I'm only 3 foot tall. It's quite hard to play, but you know, we get by.
I can see it's bigger than you.
And, you know, someone called it a burden, I call it a gift.
I call it a gift too.
Oh, thank you.
Now, does it shoot arrows out of the end?
So, I can enchant people with my playing.
Right.
But I also have a bionic nail that can shoot fire.
That's what I was thinking about.
And I have new magic.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you all about it, stud.
See that? The power of suspense is the cousin to the power of silence.
I see it now. It works.
He's learning.
I have the spell, the Phantom Hands. It's a hard spell, and often does not work, but when it does, I can take control of the hands of our enemy.
Wow.
Or anyone. They don't have to be an enemy.
It might be more useful if it were an enemy.
Yes, that's the situation I'm
that
managing.
Depends.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Well, okay.
I have heard of that one before.
Good.
On the grapevine.
Oh, you did it a bit there as well.
Has everyone noticed things have gone way more dramatic ever since I divulged the power of...
You've changed things.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry.
We all like talking, so if you leave a gap, someone's going to jump in.
Right, no.
Timberman.
Tim, you tell me what you've got.
Timberman, that's me. So I've had many, many things. In my past couple of weeks... I have acquired a new skill. I've learned how to forge a protective sphere around people.
Like a force field.
The very same. It goes 360 degrees all around an object or person or people.
Mm.
I've been perfecting the technique. It is impervious to everything except poison darts.
What did you build in your own weakness?
That sounds very
because I'm only human.
He's done a lot of tests.
I am beautifully flawed.
Oh, Tim.
Well, that's okay. So, you see, I have a crossbow and an axe.
Solid.
And very also good. A book on medicine.
Oh, we might need that.
And I have read the book.
Great.
Oh, good.
It's not thank just a God.
And I do know it off by heart because I do have a photographic memory.
May I please ask why the hell you are still carrying said book? Would it not now just weigh you down?
Because if I die...
Touché.
You will have it.
Hold on. I don't know if I believe you. If you really have a photographic memory, can you describe?
Uh-oh, I think we're arriving.
Oh,
I
look,
think
we don't are. Worry about that. I can see Waterville.
On the horizon.
Waterville is on the horizon. You can see it now. Barry, the dragon, gives a grumble of recognition.
Oh, Barry, okay.
I know that sound.
That
anyway,
makes
Barry.
You all look up and notice it too. You approach it from the front and only entrance of the town. Waterville is famous because it's got a running water system. It's got a system of aqueducts that provide the whole town with running water. It sits at the base of Mount Aqua, which is a very waterful mountain, and the town channels that water in from the rear and channels it into a number of aqueducts that go around the village, the town. One going through the main castle and around the side, one going through the middle, one going around the other side. Every house is connected to the running water. Every pub, every amenity, and the church of the Half Star is right in the middle there. And that's got running water as well. Every toilet plops down into a running water. It's famous for this. It's the envy of the whole of the United Kingdoms. And there's water on tap in every building as well. It's fantastic. Water everywhere, and plenty to drink. You approach the town from the front. You can see at the front the famous sewage pipe that emits all the dirty water from the town into a river. There's a hut there, and there's a gate at the front as well. And you see the church. You see the church in the middle. And you see at the back there the castle where the mayor lives. And the castle obviously has a landing point for a dragon. And,
of course.
And you can decide your own approach.
Well, I feel like we should land.
Go straight in.
Yes.
By what do you mean?
I think we should go straight to his house.
Land on the landing point in the castle where the mayor lives.
It's a specific dragon landing pad. It would be rude not to use it.
See how he is.
Well, we need to fire.
And I suppose we need to see where the essences were being kept before they were stolen.
Of course, there's three to find and any clues that might help us.
Always start at the scene of the crime.
Barry hears this and convinced he swoops around the side of the village, past the front entrance, and kind of over the right side, the eastern side of the town. Excuse me. As you approach the castle, three ropes get shot up into the sky. As Barry begins his descent, he's low enough and the ropes actually go over Barry. And Barry gets pinned by the three ropes and begins getting dragged down. And you get dragged into the square in front of the castle. Barry has a crash landing. And you all topple off of Barry and you do your very agilic somersaults and get up on your feet.
Oh, Jesus, we were landing anyway!
Very quickly, as if operated by some sort of machine, the ropes get pulled in and Barry gets dragged away to the wayside through some bushes and to the side of the town, and you stand up as the dust settles. You see yourself faced between you and the castle. There are five thugs standing there with their weapons out. Three of them are incredibly big and strong, muscly characters. And you notice that they have... Let's have a perception check for you guys. And two of them aren't as big. Yeah, they're kind of wispy and quite skinny, actually. And I'll say... Grouch, with his keen eye, her keen eye, notices that the three muscly thugs are wearing rings with blue, with a big, identical rings with a big blue gem on them. And the two skinny ones are wearing identical rings in the same shape as the other one, but the big gem is yellow rather than blue. And they are facing you guys, and they start walking towards you with their weapons drawn.
Spit out, Matt.
Sorry. I'm going to charm them with a song so they don't attack us.
Okay, let's get your reaction time out. Let's see if we got a... you panic as you grab your 12-string guitar and you drop it, I'm afraid. Yeah, you drop it and onto the ground. And you each get a chance to try a reaction before we go into combat mode. So anyone else want to try anything before they get too close to get creative?
I'm just going to let them know that we come in peace. I'm going to show our official badges. I don't need to blag this time because I do actually have the badge to prove who I am, thanks to our beloved leader, whose name escapes me. And I'm just going to say, we come in peace. Please, let's talk about this, because violence is never the answer.
They say, we know, and they keep walking.
Ooh. Damn it.
But if you know who we are, I turn around and say, then you know that we're here to help, here to find your missing essences. We were visited by one of your members who told us to come here straight away.
Well, you are suddenly blinded by a strong beam of light as you're talking mid-sentence. This like unbearable light
just
shines in your face. You close your eyes and that kind of helps.
I still can't see with my eyes closed.
But the three of you, the rest of you, can see that one of the skinny guys with the yellow ring is pointing his fist with the ring on it at Tim Binman's face. And there's a beam of light coming out of the ring into his face. And Tim Binman is now incapacitated on the ground. And they carry on walking towards you. You've got room for one more reaction.
I whisper very, very quickly to try and get through to these two. I don't think these people live here. Right? Tim was confused. Okay? So we're on the same page. I know, and then we're ready.
Very good. All right. Combat mode. Neil, I'm going to give you all a number. The highest one starts. Neil, you've got a 7. 19 for Fee.
I'll be going first then.
19 for Fee. 14 for Andy.
Oh, gosh.
Holly's got a 10. Oh, no, an 8. You got an 8. And the 2 and the 5 thugs. Let's just quickly roll them out. 4, 5. Okay, so luckily, who got the 19?
Me.
Yeah, you get to go first. You get to go first. So it's combat mode. The you are now within melee distance of each other. It's fight or flight time. What are you going to do?
So I'm going to get out my axe and crossbow in one swift movement.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm going to swipe at the nearest thug with my axe because he's really close.
Okay.
And I make this noise. Take this, bitch.
The thugs are kind of coming at you in a V formation. The three strongest ones at the front and the two skinny guys are at the back. So you attack the very first guy and you swing your axe. You swing your axe.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're just holding the crossbow. You're not using it right now. Okay, that's fine. And what do you say? Take that bitch.
Take that.
You scream,
bitch.
Take that bitch.
Not take that bitch. Take that.
Karma.
Bitch. Power of silence.
I learned that from my good friend, Grant.
Very good. Okay, not bad. So you make a good strike there. And the thug's reactions are slow.
Is that your name?
Um, OK, Okay, sorry, do bear with me. So you strike at the first thug and you give you cleave him right in the shoulder.
Oh wow.
It's not his dominant shoulder, but his left arm is become completely useless, and you've taken away 15 damage from that.
Ooh,
man.
That's a lot.
Take that.
Very good. All right, next to go is that very same thug that you just struck. He's the next one to go.
I'm very close to him.
And yeah, he retaliates. He's bearing a mace. He's holding a mace, which is like a stick with a round thing on the end with spikes on it. He swings it up over his head and tries to boss you on the top of the head. Mm-hmm. Nope, you don't react very well. So you take a strike on the head, unfortunately. You've each got 40 hit points currently. You're at your maximums, which is 40. And you take a damage of...
Of... She's the one with the friggin' seed. Why did we let her go first?
You take a damage of 8. You lose 8 hit points. Right. Okay.
It's a strong head.
You have been struck on the head.
Got me worse.
I do have a strong
next
head.
To go. Who got the next highest number? Andy. Matt Demon. Sorry. You are next to go.
That's okay. I use my nail, my bionic nail, to blast fire at the weakened thug.
Yeah? Yep. At the weakened one, the one that's already been struck?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you point your nail towards that thug.
I'm going to kill him.
Okay, yeah, not bad. Do you aim it at any part of him in particular?
I aim it at his neck. And I say, fire, blammo! That's how it works.
You burn his neck quite well. He grabs it in pain and he goes down on the floor and he's screaming. It looks like he'll need some time to recover. Who's next?
I got 8.
7.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it for the next person?
Whatever you want, whoever you want. They're all pretty much equidistant.
I'm going to go for the second of the three big ones.
Okay.
Who is closest to our friend, because she's the one with the seed. And I'm going to grab my knuckle duster. Mm-hmm. And I'm, with my human fist, but my troll strength... I'm just going to slam it right into that little, his T-spot, his greasy little thuggy T-spot. I'm
going to
go right between the eyes and I'm going to go, look at this, bam.
Excellent. You strike true and you strike very hard. You summon all of your strength and you box him right in between the eyes. And his head cracks. You hear it crack. And he falls flat on his back, and he's extremely damaged, not quite dead.
Next
to go is the thug, I'm afraid. Tim Binman is still got a light shining in his eyes.
Thanks for the help.
He's on his knee. He's down on one knee.
God, he was
the third thug hasn't been in hasn't been interrupted yet, so he's going full pace now. He does a running kick right to your chest, mate.
Oh, no.
He kicks you right in the chest.
I wish I could see him coming. I can sense it's going to be bad.
Ooh. Yeah, and you can't really see, so you can't really protect yourself.
Can't
either.
See anything.
God, that's terrible.
Oh, no.
Goodness gracious, yeah, he proper takes it out of you. You take, it's just a kick though, so you take,
you take 11 damage.
Oh, I'm really winded.
Could have been worse.
You are in the solar plexus.
That's the most of it though. You're winded. You're winded to hell and you're on the ground and you're winded out.
11 health was that? Let me just make
Thank
a
God
note.
They're not carrying knives. That could have been a cutthroat.
The two geezers, the two skinny ones. Yeah, one of them actually is a woman, but they both look at each other, and they both at the same time point their light rings. Oh, fuck! At you, Neil, and they keep you down on the ground.
Oh, great.
They both decide to try and keep working on you. So yeah, now so you're down on the ground, you have two beams of light shining in your eyes. So you want to get out of this?
I don't know how. So I've got two beams. I'm down on the floor.
You're feeling vulnerable. You don't know what's going on around you.
I'm feeling a bit scared.
What can you do? There's some easy solutions I can think of. But you've got some. You got loads of light shining in your face. What are you going to do about it?
I am going to. I'm going to pull out my sword,
mm-hmm.
which is a broadsword.
Mm-hmm.
Use it to where I can assume the light is coming in to blind me from. Use it to deflect any rays coming my way, away from me and at the attackers. It's a broadsword, so it's a big, thick.
Very nice. Clever work there, Binman.
But will it work?
So, the guy who first shone the light at you,
mm-hmm.
You've managed to reflect both beams of light into his face.
Uh-huh.
So you can currently now see. And that wasn't a major action. It wasn't an attack. So you've got time to do another movement based action if you like, or a simple action. So you've managed to get the two beams of light reflected off your sword into one of the guys at the back's faces,
mm-hmm.
and you can now see. Do you want to do something else before we move on?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Angle the blade.
You've got a better grip on it. You've got a better idea of how it works now.
I'm going to angle the blade into, there was one thug that was on the floor, yeah. almost dead, but not quite dead.
Yeah.
Finish him off by angling it right into his little T-spot.
It's just the light. It doesn't actually give you any damage.
I rethink my decision and decide it's probably not the best mode of action. I don't have another weapon.
You can do something very simple. I'm saying you can't do an attack, really. You can do a movement-based thing.
I stand up.
Yeah, okay, very good. There we go. He stands, and you're holding the sword steady, and you're keeping that light out of your eyes.
Keeping
yeah?
him at bay.
Okay, good. All right, so we're back round again. Who was first? Go ahead, Denny, no doubt in.
So, I think I'm going to... how many shots can I fire from my crossbow?
You can fire two. The more you shoot, the less chance you have of either of them working well, but it doesn't really affect it that much. But if you take one shot, you're more likely to get it spot on. If you
right,
know
okay.
I mean.
So I'm going to take out my crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
And who's closest? I'm confused about whereabouts.
So closest to you closest at to your me? Feet is matey boy who got punched in the face.
Yeah.
Staggering next to him pretty much is the one that you attacked all with right. the sword. And then you've... Oh, no, and actually behind you, slightly behind you, is the one that kicked Neil. The one that ran up and kicked Tim Binman.
And he's taken the most damage.
Yes.
So I'm going to shoot one crossbow at the thin thug that's with...
No, that's a chunky thug.
Chunky thug.
And he's taken the least damage. He's taken not yet to take any damage.
No, but my friend Tim has.
He's taken a lot of damage.
So yeah. I want to send one to him, the thug there.
You've taken quite a bit too yourself.
I know, but I'm all right.
You're yourself as well.
I'm okay.
Okay.
And then I'm going to shoot another one at the thug that's nearest to my friend Grotch.
Thanks.
Mr. Grotch. The one who's on the floor? The one who's on the floor pretty much out cold, or the
nope,
one who's
not
half?
Him.
Okay,
no,
cool.
The one that's nearest.
All right, so you're taking two shots, are you? Let's firstly see how well you do in general.
Do not throw away your shot.
okay.
I'm not sure what you're referencing.
Throwing away my shot.
So,
she's happening? Just like her country. She's small and very muscly.
Okay, your first shot at the least damaged thug
mm-hmm.
takes 4 damage. You wing him.
All right.
You get him in the arm.
Round of applause for
okay.
me.
Okay.
Congrats.
And the second one does better.
Good.
And you get him in the stomach.
Sweet as mother.
Okay. Good shots. Who is next? I believe, was it a thug next or no?
I think it was a thug.
It was thug. A thug. First thug.
Think.
But I'm it was, thug. Yeah. So the one who's just been shot in the stomach... No, it's not that one. It doesn't matter. The one who just got shot in the stomach, yes. swings around with his mace again. Very simple attacks. Swings around and attacks Grotch.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry. Because he saw you punch his mate in the face.
Touché.
And he gets you... Yeah, hits you in the chest, kind of knocking the wind out of you a bit. You take 6 damage.
Oof.
Oh, you've been struck in the chest with a mace. But
sexist.
You can take it. You can take it very well. Who's next?
Hello, it's
Matt
me.
Damon. What are you going to do?
So I use the Phantom Hand spell.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Remind me again. What does that do?
It takes over people's hands.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Friend or foe.
That's what it says on the tin, really.
Okay, whose hand are you going to take over?
I'm going to take over one of the chunky thug's hands.
Okay.
Are they holding weapons or just...
They've all got maces, yeah.
Oh, of course they have.
Yeah,
good.
The chunky thugs.
So the chunkiest of the chunky thugs, who's still standing, looks a bit mean.
Uh-huh.
I cast the spell at
the
him.
The one who kicked Neil.
Yeah.
Tim Binman.
Yeah.
You cast it at him?
Yeah, so I can try and take over his hands.
What do you want his hands to do?
Do I need to find out if I take his hands over first?
Oh, okay.
If this spell is successful.
See if it's a success. Okay, you close your
then
eyes.
I'm like in his hands.
You close
like
your
guns.
Eyes and you tense your hands. And you imagine yourself in the hands of that thug.
And, kinky.
Yeah.
And you open your eyes to find... you open your eyes and you lift your arm up and make a fist. And you see that thug do the very same thing.
Yes!
Yes!
So I run at the other thugs and swing the mace at them!
So you do kind of a running, swingy
yes.
action.
And shout, I'm a thug! While I do it.
Oh wow, it works really well.
Yes!
Boom.
The thug with the cleaved shoulder and the arrow in his stomach, his head splits like a melon.
Yeah. Oh,
like a melon.
We'll eat you later.
The first,
even more kinky.
The other thug. You break his knee.
Ouchie.
You break his knee. You can see some bone come out from through his trousers. Ooh, and he's down. Yeah, he's down on the ground. He's still writhing. And he's the whole time, he's like, ah, I'm sorry. Like that.
No time for his apologies.
And now, was it you and then the skinny ones? Okay, so go ahead.
Can I just ask, how many thugs are left?
You have 4 thugs left. 2 chunky, 2 skinnies.
Are any of them already damaged?
Yes, one of them's on the ground with a broken leg. The other one has his hands possessed.
Okay, so I'll leave him.
But okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not at all, yeah.
Previous listeners will know that I have my magic marbles.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to throw my marbles at the chunky thug that is fine. Is one of them doing okay?
The one with the possessed hands.
Oh.
He's pretty unharmed.
Is he the only one that's unharmed?
Hand possession doesn't last forever, but yeah, no, the two skinny ones haven't been touched yet, and they're still
okay.
Standing at the back, shining a light at Tim Binman's sword.
Right, they're otherwise engaged. So I will take my marbles, and what I will do is, the guy with the possessed hand is currently flailing it around, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to take my marbles, and I'm going to throw them at him, and they're going to pick him up mm-hmm. and bring him swinging his little hand around towards the other two.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond the other two is one of the many, many canals of Waterville.
They're a bit
is
of a
there?
Way away.
Actually. Oh, okay. No.
You can't just make shit up like that.
I thought they were everywhere.
There is, however, a pond, a water feature nearby, a
there
fountain. There's a fountain.
Lovely fountain.
It's like towards the fountain. Battery. I just thought water was everywhere. I'm going to head them towards the
good
fountain.
Point.
So he's basically going to pick him up. Hopefully, he'll swing out like a bunch of bowling balls and hopefully end up in the fountain. There
okay.
are a lot of things that can go wrong with that, but we're going to see how it goes.
So you managed to pick him up. You're pretty adept with your marbles. You pick him up. He goes flying towards... let's pick between the two. He goes flying towards the left skinny thug. Okay. And he's swinging. Is he still swinging?
Yeah, still okay. swinging.
So he whacks. He's got about to swing at the skinny thug, and the skinny thug lifts his hand up in defense, yeah, to protect himself. And he gets struck in the hand, and the ring gets smashed, and suddenly his beam of light is gone. And the thug that who got picked up by the marbles kind of trips up and falls on the ground and lands on the marbles, which take him over to the fountain, but they keep kind of bumping him into the side of the fountain. Can't get him over the edge of it.
Sounds painful.
But he takes...
Looks painful.
He takes 4 damage from the fall. And the skinny, the one who lost his ring, it's now their go. The skinny thugs, it's their go. So the one who lost his ring pulls out his sword. He's a bit of a distance and starts running towards Grotch because of the marble. He's reacting to the marbles. And the other thug takes his light away from Neil and attempts to shine it in your face, but not doing very well. You still got kind of good visibility. It's on your chin, kind of. He's shining a beam of light on your chin and he can't quite get his aim. Can't get his aim right.
I do like butter.
And meanwhile, yeah, okay. Who's next?
It's
back to you.
Oh, no, I think it might be me.
Oh, no, that's true. Oh,
that's right. Do excuse me.
That's all right. I have and I will. How many thugs have we got left? 2?
You've got 3 thugs. One is being bashed against the side
He's
of the
fine.
Fountain.
I'll leave him.
One is one of the skinny ones is charging at Grotch with a sword out, and another one is trying to shine a light in Grotch's face.
Okay,
you've now got full movement because you're not being shown on.
I lunge and attack the one who's running at Grotch.
With?
My poison broadsword.
Nice. At the one who's running at Grotch. So you try and step in and intercept his charge. Yeah?
I have a sudden change of heart and aim for his legs, therefore immobilizing him.
Okay.
One clean sweep, take them both off.
Hmm. You kind of get the angle a bit wrong. You're still a bit dizzy from the light.
Just get his ankle instead.
No, you kind of hit him with the flat bit of the sword.
Slap him.
But it does, luckily, you're very lucky here. He does trip up and lands on his chin.
He does not like butter.
So,
buzzing.
He loses 2 and he kind of falls on his face. Embarrassing. Denny, no doubting. What you gonna do?
So, I'm gonna send my ferret into mm-hmm. the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because my companion has been seated on my shoulder, but I think that he could be useful. So, he's called Bill. I send him into the ruckus, mm-hmm. and he runs around the 3 thugs.
They're kind of separated at the moment.
Yeah, he's quick.
Okay.
Like the 3 thugs' feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say. 3 thugs.
3 thugs' feet.
Feet.
3 thugs' feet.
And he just kind of trips them up. And when he's doing that, I get my axe out again and I just take a sweep at the nearest one. I don't really mind which one.
Okay. So you send your ferrets out. Let's see how well your ferret does first. What's the ferret called again?
Bill.
Bill. So 2 of the thugs are already on the floor, but the 3rd one successfully gets freaked out and tripped up by Bill.
Nice.
No damage, but he takes a fall.
But he's
freaky ferret.
And you go up to the one that Tim Binman tripped up.
Mm-hmm.
And strike at it with what?
My axe.
Your axe. You get a 6, which isn't great. We'll have to -2 from that. Okay, so you axe skinny man for 5 damage. Where do you axe him? You axe him in the butt. He's on the ground, isn't he, on his
exactly
front.
What I was going to say.
Yeah, so you get him right in the butt there.
The bottom.
Yeah, right in the meat. Quite a meaty part of him. So it's not quite debilitating, but it hurts. Hurts a lot.
And he'll be worried about the aesthetic.
Who's next?
It's me.
What
happened?
You hurt him.
Oh, right. All right.
He has an axe in his ass.
They're all on the ground now. Okay. You've got 3 thugs on the ground.
Am I still in possession of...
Yes, you can...
Is he being thrown against the fountain currently?
Yeah, so you can either release the possession of his hands and do your own move, or you can get his hands to do something else if you like.
I
still possessed, get his hands to take off his ring.
Ah.
And give it to me.
Give it to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Like, toss it over?
Toss it over.
Very nice.
Toss it on over, I say to him.
It lands at your feet.
Great.
He tosses it off and throws it, and it rolls over and lands at your feet. You look at the thug, and he starts shriveling. And he becomes a normal-sized human. His muscles, bulging muscles, were all fake, as if they're balloons that were deflated. And he starts crying and says, "I give up, I give up," like that. Please get these marbles away from me. And that's what he spends his turn doing, is begging for you to release him.
Great.
I'm sorry. It wasn't my idea, he says. I never wanted a part of this. Grotch.
Bullshit. How many are left?
There's three of them. They're all on the ground. Yeah.
Okay.
Two skinny ones, one chunky one, but the chunky one is not chunky anymore, and he's crying.
And he's some way away, though, isn't he?
He's by the fountain. Yeah. He's like furthest away.
Two of them are quite close together.
Yeah,
okay, so not being part troll, I also have my club.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also fucking massive.
Yeah.
So I give my club a swing at the nearest one and aim him towards the other. So I just essentially play a weird game of thug croquet, whack-a thug, and aim to kind of thug pile them onto one another.
Oh, shit. Okay. So you get him. This is the one that's been axed in the butt recently. He goes sliding across the quite nice, pristine ground. They have like cobblestones, but they're quite big cobbles and they're nice and shiny. Go sliding across and they kind of like land on top of each other. Yeah, they're next to each other now, and he's also taken some damage for that, but not a huge amount. But it's effective. You've now got them grouped together. If I remember correctly, it's the skinny ones goes now, and they spend it kind of untangling themselves and getting back on their feet. And you see them again have a brief look at each other and raise their fists with the rings on it. And they aim it at... Ooh! They aim it at Denny. Yeah, so they both shine their beams of light at Denny. They like working together, these two. You might have done them a favour. Who's next? Mr. Tim Binman.
Art attack...
Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
Uh-huh.
I get the red rage fill me.
Yeah.
I attack both with
red
said
good
poisoned
roll. Good roll.
Poison broadsword and try and take them both out.
So you go with a single swipe to try and take them both?
More
or
like a one,
double
two.
Cleave. Okay. A little 1-2.
And I say 1-2
as you're doing it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But I come in at a 2-1, so I confuse them so they can't protect themselves.
And you rolled for those two strikes, a 1 and a 2, strangely enough.
Another slap, the wrong angle.
So that's all they take, unfortunately.
Oh, dear.
But well done. Take some health from them. Good work.
How much health have they got left? How close are we?
Well... Not much.
Good.
I can't tell you that information, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
You can't know that.
Oh, no.
Okay. So it's back to you, Denny. You've got light in your eyes.
Right.
Oh, no! That's one thing that your strike did.
What's that?
They're no longer shining the light in Denny's eyes.
It did something.
So you're released from their grip of light.
So I take out my crossbow again and I shoot one arrow into one of the men's chests, and then my other arrow into the other man's chest, and then when they're on their way, I say, "Eat my shit!"
Boom.
Okay. Not bad. Successful hit on both. Successful hit on both, but they're wearing a considerable amount of armor. But the first one is now too weak to carry on. He goes on his knees and joins the chunky thug in begging for forgiveness. The other one is like, come on, pussy, and goes for one more attempt to lift up his arm and shine the light back in your eyes, Denny. However, Matt Demon's turn.
Aha! I use the hand possession spell.
Yeah.
And I possess this skinny ones.
Yeah.
This bastard.
Yeah.
His hands. And so I do the spell to try and possess his hands. It's a good spell. It's working out well
so
far.
Good spell. Yeah. Okay. You possess. What do you want to do? Well done. Yeah. Good possession. It's a little tricky at first, but you possess.
So he stops trying to do that.
Yeah.
And I take his ring off.
Take his ring off again. Okay. He drops the ring. It fumbles and drops and lands at his feet, but his ring is off. Well done. What are you going to do, Grouch?
Is he the last one?
The last one that's of any threat to you guys.
You know what? Props to him, because if I'd had, like, somebody axe me up the buttocks, I would have bowed out a long time ago. So he is the only one left. I'm just going to fuck him. I'm just going to power punch him again right between the eyes.
Fuck him.
Critical fail. You go to punch him. And you're so confident and overconfident, actually,
no,
that you kind of like overpunch and you kind of miss his head completely.
It's a metaphor.
And you end up giving him like a weird hug. A weird kind of hug.
It's the pacifist in me.
However, that hug compels him to surrender. And he looks around and realises it's a lost cause.
I've been right all along.
We've really ruined this house.
Why didn't I just blag my way through that fight?
You remove all their rings and tie up the thugs.
Yeah.
The remaining living ones. Four of them are tied up. And you decide... they're there, they're defeated, they're crying. You take their rings, you look at the rings. Any ideas on what these rings might be?
Three of them are blue and two of them are yellow.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing there might be replications of the essences. Or maybe the only two that are currently
but
left.
I think the blue ones are making them muscly and the yellow ones are giving them the light.
Yeah.
I think they might just be mood rings.
I liked them when I was young.
What a time it was.
Oh, nice.
You ask after a bit of prying, they confess to you that they're just villagers, townsfolk like everyone else, but they were unhappy with the mayor's rule and decided to join the opposing party in the run-up to the upcoming local elections. There's a lot of politics in it. And they found themselves compelled to pick up arms and join the fight in a more literal sense, but they now regret it and they just want to go back to their lives.
A likely story.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they're telling you right now. Is there anything else you want to find out from them?
That doesn't explain the rings. Where did you get them and what are
they? They're transmitters. They transmit the essences. I don't know where the essences are, but...
Oh, that was my next question.
The one responsible for stealing the essences is trying to run against the mayor and weaken his position.
Who is he?
So, can I just clarify? They have two of the essences transmitters, yeah? So, the yellow one is...
Two yellow and three blue.
So, blue is strength. Mm. Was that one of the essences?
That's right.
I cannot
read
your writing.
The blue ones are from the strength essence.
And the yellow ones are...
Oh, they're lights, yes! The third one, the third stolen essence was... what was the third stolen
Wisdom.
One? Wisdom. I don't know who's got that. They're very selective over who gets which rings. I'm sorry, I don't even know who the leader is. I just know the movement.
Who stole the rings? Who's the company?
I don't know!
What's his name? What's
I don't
her name?
Know!
Who is it?
I don't know! I'm sorry, I just want to go back to my family.
It's too late for that now. You made a choice.
Oh my god. What are you going to do?
I'm angry and I'm short. I cast my phantom hand spell.
Oh my god. Okay. On.
Oh, on this one who's giving us lip.
Uh-huh. That's the chunky one, the first one to give in.
And I possess his hands and make him do an impression of a monkey.
I don't want to be doing this. I don't want to be doing this. Yeah. I'm not a monkey.
How do you like that, huh?
I'm not a monkey.
Tell us who stole the essences. Tell us.
I don't know. I'm just part of the Democratic People's Republic of Freedoms, and I just was just doing what I was told. It's all... There's a hierarchy. I don't know who's at the top.
Now make him do Hawaiian dancey hands.
This kind of cheers you up a bit.
It's good. I like it. Anyway, no, I stop that.
You all look up at the tower, the castle towering above you, and you realise you've yet to visit the crime scene.
Supposed to be our first stop.
You remember that Barry's been kidnapped.
Oh, Barry!
Barry got dragged off into the woods.
Yeah, Barry's been kidnapped.
My thugs.
And you've yet to get to the bottom of this mystery. You've learnt something. And I guess this can't be the final chapter. We're going to have to find out what happens next time. I'm really sorry we didn't get to the end,
guys.
That's
all right. I hope it wasn't your fault.
I don't think the D&D ever gets to the end.
It kind of was my fault. But it's a group exercise, guys. Yeah, we're all responsible. So but I have no regrets. I had fun.
Yeah,
we all have a
really
good time.
Fun, yeah.
Great.
I only took 8 hit points.
Yeah. Oh wow! Yeah, remember your hit points. 11. Take note of that.
I'm still on 40.
Well done.
I should start getting stricter on this. As we get better at this, I will get better at remembering to hurt you guys more. Well, what will happen next time on the Aldi of Lidl? Ooh. Will our heroes find out who stole the essences?
I doubt
it. Will they find out why?
I doubt it.
Will they save Mayor Prince Mackenzie from dying by restoring his powers? Will they bring peace to the town of Waterville?
Definitely.
And will they recover their close friend and transport utility, Barry the Dragon?
We need to.
Will there be more members of the team next time? Or
probably.
Less?
Who knows?
We'll find out all of this and more next time on the Aldi of Lidl, here on The Lil Show. Any plugs, please? Holly Mallet, what would you like to plug? Where can people find you online? This won't be out for a few weeks, so don't worry about any immediate plugs.
I'm on Twitter, at Shmallet, Shmallett. I've got various projects. Notflix is at WFTC Improv, and we have one gig at the moment, but actually we'll be booking them soon because we just got signed to an agency. So
go and see Netflix. They've had an incredible Edinburgh run. They're fully primed, and their shows are wickedly exhilarating and hilarious. Musical improv comedy, fucking A. And thanks for coming back, Holly.
My pleasure.
Anything else?
Fuck you, Uber.
Fuck you, Uber. Fuck Uber. All right, Improvisational. Plugs.
Hey, 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 hey.
You can find us on all the online things. Twitter at Improvisational5. Facebook.com/Improvisational5.
Oh,
look
just
for us there for upcoming shows.
Yeah, they're upcoming shows. A lot of stuff.
And check out their SoundCloud. It's really funny. Improvisational 5 on SoundCloud. Well done, warriors. You all did great today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dungeon Master.
We had a lot of story building, and then we had some action at the end there. I need to get better at predicting how long certain things might take. But I hope you had fun. I certainly did. And you listening at home, I hope you enjoyed it too. Don't worry. We shall return. Shall we return?
We shall return!
The Aldi of Lidl shall return here on The Lil Show. Thank you very much, Dr. Lisney. Twitter at The Lil Show, Facebook The Lil Show, Patreon The Lil Show, thelilshow.com for all links. And I'm Talalaban on Twitter, Instagram. Check out my cat. That's it, I guess. Lil Show out.
Bye.
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 Peace. Nice work, guys.
listening to
K2K Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.